We're good to start. Okay, then I'll call the meeting of the Special Magistrate Administrative Hearing to order. To everybody joining the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Mr. Rich.
Good morning. I would bring your attention under the order of business that we are removing one case from the agenda this morning, COM 10-0153. I'm sorry, COM 10-1953. I believe it's on the bottom of page 4 of your agenda.
Gotcha. Okay. Everybody get sworn in. Great.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
If it would please the magistrate, let the record show that Officer Dan Baker, myself, Dwayne Thomas, Robert Spears, and Maureen Kennedy all took the oath.
Okay, certainly. And I'll approve the minutes with the one change I gave to the secretary. For the board. And ready? Yes, sir.
We do not have any cases that are in compliance or stipulated. And good morning. My name is Chip Rich, City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed Code Enforcement Manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Court Enforcement. I've been a Code Enforcement Manager for about 3 years now, and I have extensive experience in law enforcement, and I'll be presenting the cases this morning. But please, the magistrate, we'd start the first case on the agenda, which would be COM 11-0115, a case involving Inspector Officer Dan Baker. DKA Inc. and Wells Fargo Bank, location within the city limits of Ocala at 741 Northeast 3rd Street, Ocala, Martin County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, Section 34141 through 145, the requirement for property registrations. Give me just a minute to bring that up. Case presentation. The parcel ID is 2826006001. Legal service was obtained 1/28/2011 for the NOV, 3/3/2011 for the NOH. We posted the property 1/25/11 for the NOV and 3/1/2011 for the NOH. We do have a copy of the Sunday's report and the list pendants filed in the case. I have included a summary of findings and staff recommendation. Officer Dan Baker located this violation, noting that there's junk and debris piled about with evidence of transient activity at the location. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Baker included the bank in the case. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondents abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I've prepared a photo presentation for you at the end of the presentation. It shows the junk and debris. What appears to me to be evidence of bags and things of that nature that are generally indicative of transient sleeping on the property. Officer Baker is present and can testify to the authentication of these photographs.
Okay. Officer Baker, you observed the property in the state that is in the photographs here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. The only other question I have is the mortgage was recorded after the city stated the inaction of the ordinance to hold the mortgage holders responsible.
Irrespective of the of that action, we have had experience with Wells Fargo Bank, and the ordinance specifically does not address whether or not it was filed before they were required. It's an active requirement if the building is in foreclosure or the property is in foreclosure.
Okay. All right, then, do you, city have a recommendation?
Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violating city code sections 3495 and 34141 through 145. Order to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris. Two, register the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance. Three, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, the city to do the cleanup work, utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And for a point of clarity, we would be asking $50 for the 3495 and $50 for the 34141, which is consistent with business fines in the city.
Okay. So it's $50 per violation?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But not $50 for 141, 142, 143, 144, 145, just for 141.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, then I will take into evidence the testimony, the photographs, and the presentation. I'll find the respondents guilty, and I will adopt the staff recommendation.
So please, administrator, move on in the agenda to COM 110048, a case involving the city of Ocala versus Patty A. Norton and City Financial Equity Services, Inc. Case involving an officer, Lorraine Kennedy, a location in the city of 1709 Northeast 22nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 24458-000-00. Legal service was obtained 2/18/2011 for the NOV, 3/1/2011 for the NOH. Property was posted on 2/14/2011 for the NOV and 2/13/2011 for the NOH. As additional correspondence, we have a copy of the Sunbiz report and less pendants. I've also included photographs in the presentation. The summary of findings are as follows. Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and the bank was added to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. We have included photographs in your presentation indicating the condition at the location.
Okay.
And staff recommendation, Officer Kennedy is here and available if you'd like for her to speak to the photographs.
She can stay there. Ms. Kennedy, just to confirm that you've observed the property in this condition in this manner?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violating city code section 3495 in order to, one, cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris. Two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day in the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. And you've joined the mortgage holder under the theory that they're jointly liable under the city code?
They are, according to the way the code is written. They're a little further along in their process for the less pendants, and therefore that's why we joined them.
Okay. Well, because their mortgage was recorded after the city made mortgage holders jointly responsible.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Then I will find both entities, or both Ms. Norton and the City Financial Equity Services, Inc., guilty of the violations and adopt the city recommendation, taking into evidence the testimony and the presentation and the photographs here today.
Bring us to case COM 110144, a case involving again Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala versus Olive Hefner, Carl L. Colon, Fifth Third Mortgage Company, inclusive. The address in the City of Ocala is at 1209 Northeast 12th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. violation of section 3432, water collections, and violation of section 34141 through 145, property registration requirements. Give me just a minute to catch up here. The parcel ID is 2611-000-008. Legal service was obtained on 2, 3, and 5 of 2011 for the NOV and 224 and 24 for the bank and the agent, 2011 for the NOH. Legal the property was posted on 2-2-2011 for the NOV and 2-23-2011 for the NOH. We have included a copy of the Sun Biz report in NLS pendants. The summary of findings are as follows. Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the violations as noted. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I have included photographs in your presentation, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to testify.
Yeah, Officer Kennedy observed the property and the matter in which the photographs are here?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right.
Staff recommendation be to find respondents guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 3432, 34141 through 145. Order them to, one, cut and clean their property, removing all or any junk and debris, two, drain or treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool, three, additionally register the property in accordance with the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and four, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I just wanted to point out one thing. There's the water collections, there was no pool. There was the people and the tires.
Oh, the tires with water collection?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask where the water.
I for that.
No,
still be required to drain. I would respectfully request a friendly amendment to our staff recommendation to just drain all water collections upon the property.
Okay. And you're joining the bank, of course, is required to make the registration after filing the mortgage of the list pendants. And then you're finding the bank guilty of the other violations because their mortgage postdates the enactment of the city ordinance holding mortgage holders responsible as well as property owners?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, based upon the testimony and the photographs, I'll limit those into evidence as well as the presentation, and based thereon, I will adopt the city recommendation, the city's amended recommendation, just to remove all standing water collections upon the property.
I move us to case COM 1101-72, case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy. Respondent name of Michael A. Torres. The location within the city of 1218 Northeast Osceola Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495. Weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The city will be moving in this case against Mr. Torres as a repeat violator. Mm-hmm. We have provided you a copy of the findings of fact in the affidavit of compliance in the first case in your presentation. The parcel ID is 26302000-00. Legal service was obtained 3-4-2011 for the NOH. We posted the property 2-23-2011 for the NOH. Additional correspondence, as stated, will be the findings of fact in the first case and the affidavit of compliance in the first case. The summary of findings are as follows. Officer Lorraine Kennedy located the property and found it is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation reveals this respondent is a repeat offender at this location for the same violation, thereby creating this case as a repeat violation as well. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I have included photographs in your presentation. And Officer Kennedy can attest to the authenticity of the photographs. And I do have a staff recommendation on file that I'd like to read in.
Okay.
Would point out that this structure, this location is within 300 feet of a structure just next door. as indicated in the photograph at the top of page two.
Okay. I'm sorry, who the officer on this was?
Maureen Kennedy.
Ms. Kennedy. Ms. Kennedy, you observed the property in this condition?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Staff recommendation be find respondent guilty of violation of code section 3495 as repeat violator per chapter 162.04 of Florida statutes in order to, one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which fine $500 per day in the city to complete the work, utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. I will find the respondent guilty, taking into evidence the testimony, the presentation, the photographs, and adopt the city recommendation.
I'm going to bring this to case CUM 110178. A case involving the city of Ocala versus Tamala Williams and James Morgan. Officer Lorraine Kennedy investigated this case. The case location is 1805 Northeast 24th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Excuse me. A violation of section 34122, abandoned and derelict vehicles. The parcel ID is 2453-002-00. Legal services obtained for the NOV on 2/16/2011. The NOH has been returned. We posted the property on 2/15/11 for the NOV and 3/2/11 for the NOH. The summary and findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found is in violation of the city's code, and that there was no pool barrier and has abandoned vehicles as well. Additional investigation revealed the pool was removed. However, the abandoned vehicles remain in the violation. All attempts to have the respondents abate the violation have been unsuccessful. I do have some photographs at the end of your presentation that show the vehicles in question. It's basically that Lincoln and the Jeep in the back there without the tag on it. As evidence of abandonment, we would show that the grass has grown up under the cars. The cars look like they're sitting on their on the fender in the case of the Lincoln.
I'm sorry, the cars look like on the...
Looks like it's sitting on its bumper in the back there, that green or blue Lincoln. Can't tell from here what color.
Looks like it's
maybe
just
black.
Looks like it's just got a more vastly deflated tire.
Yeah. Nonetheless, the grass is growing up under it there, and a little bit better picture of the Lincoln on page 3 at the bottom. Officer Kennedy can testify to the authenticity of the pictures, and staff has a recommendation.
Sure. The for my edification here, let me just review.
If you're looking for the code, that is in the inspector notes under details of your case presentation, just before the photographs. And I can read that in for you if you'd like. Section 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicles. It should be unlawful for any person to keep, dump, store, place, or maintain any abandoned or derelict vehicle on any street, highway, within the city, or upon any property for longer than 5 days unless it is within an enclosed building upon such property, upon the premises of a business enterprise lawfully situated and licensed when necessary to the operation of such business enterprise, or storage places maintained by the city or department as a depository for such vehicle. The owner or tenant of any building, structure, premises, part thereof, or any architect, builder, contractor, agent, or other persons who permits, participates, and assists in or maintaining a violation may be found guilty of an offense. And basically our ability on this is we find if the vehicle is operable and has a current tag, then it's not abandoned and derelict. If it's inoperable and doesn't have a current tag, then it should apply by this code.
Okay. Well, the Lincoln, I mean, it's got all four wheels on it. I'd like to hear some testimony of how we find the vehicle.
Generally, we have the persons demonstrate to us that the vehicle is operable, that it runs, and
all right.
it's movable.
Okay.
And without them providing any notification or request for a reinspection, we have no way to determine whether or not it is operable. We'll take it at prima facie that it is not operable and that the grass is growing all over it. And that it does not have a tag, that it would not be operable on the streets.
Okay, so the Lincoln does not have a tag either.
Officer Kennedy.
That's just not shown in the photograph, so I don't.
I didn't go on the property and look, but I did speak to the owner.
Okay.
And he did tell me that they were not running.
Oh, okay.
And
so
they
we
weren't tagged.
Okay.
And I was under the impression he was going to take care of it, but he didn't.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, that gets me where I need to go. And I got some testimony now that they won't run and that they don't have tags and so on and so forth. Okay.
Staff recommendation, may find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 34-122, order to remove all abandoned, untagged, inoperable vehicles and pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. Based on the testimony, which I have taken evidence as well as the presentation and the photographs, I will find the respondent guilty of the violation and adopt the city recommendation.
That'll bring us to case COM 110179. Case involving the City of Ocala versus Curtis Inc. Officer Lorraine Kennedy is the inspecting officer in this case. Case location of 1221 North Magnolia Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The city will be pursuing this case as a repeat violator. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 26303-000-00. All certified mail has been returned from the respondent. We posted the property on 2/23/2011 for the NOH. There is a copy of the SunBiz report in the case presentation. And summary of findings are as follows. Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed this respondent and this property have been found in violation previously for the same violation, therefore qualifying this violation as a repeat offender. All attempts to have the respondent abate the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I have placed inside your case presentation a copy of the previous board's order and a copy of the affidavit of compliance. I have also included photographs of the property and the fact that it's within 300 feet of an additional building.
Okay.
Staff recommendation, and Officer Kennedy can attest to the photographs if you'd like.
Yes, and you observed the property in these conditions, seen as the photographs?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Staff recommendation, be fined respondent guilty of violating Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of the Florida statutes. Order them to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly remove any junk and debris, and 2, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 7 days. Failing which a fine of $500 per day in the city to complete the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. I will take the evidence, the testimony, and the photographs and the report here today, and I will find the respondent guilty in violation of the city code and adopt the staff's recommendation.
That brings to the next case on the agenda, which will be COM 10-1948, a case involving Officer Robert Spears, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. This is a case of the City of Ocala versus Jerome Foy and Elena Foy and Dollar Mortgage Corporation. The location is 1704 Northwest 18th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. and a violation of section 34-141 through 145 property registration requirements. Would point out that this is in a section that the city's been trying to get under control here for quite some time in Busby Quarters, which is soon to be renamed Phoenix Heights under a PUD that the city is proposing for the area. I'd like for this respondent to be responsible for their property. The parcel ID is 21939-004-21. Legal services obtained 2/17 and 26/2011 for the NOV and the NOH. We posted the property on 2/7/2011 for the NOV, 2/22/2011 for the NOH. Would point out that there's 91 pages in this case file where we have attempted to work with these respondents to get them to take care of this property since last December. Additional correspondence included in the case would be a copy of the Les Pennants and the Sunbiz report. The summary of findings are that Officer Robert Spears located this property and found it as a violation of the city's code, and that there is junk and debris about the property, and it is in an overgrown condition. There have been a few cases at the location for the same violation, and an additional investigation revealed a previous case where the respondents were found guilty for the same violation, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts to have the respondent abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Would point out that I've included copies of the previous cases in your case, or the previous case qualifying this one as a repeat violator in your case file, and I've also included photographs. Officer Spears is prepared to testify of the authenticity of the photographs.
Okay. Officer Spears, if you could confirm that you've seen the property and the condition of which these photographs are?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's the condition of the property. Let me ask you a question. In your presentation here, there appears to be a final judgment of foreclosure.
Yes, sir.
Has no certificate of title been issued?
Not that we have been able to determine. And okay. Our experience with most of these properties out at Busby is that the bank doesn't do anything with them after the reason why I don't believe that is because, one, the property appraiser has not changed their information over to the bank's name,
right,
and has left the respondents from Rosedale, New York, on the property registration. And you'll see as we go on with another case that involves a location in this another residence in this location, that there's also been a final judgment entered in that one for more than $73,000. On a house that's probably going to have to be torn down.
And the bank just hasn't set the sale, I guess is what's going on.
And that's typically our experience at what they do.
Okay, well, let me just take a half second here and go to the clerks and make sure there isn't a certificate of title out there in the case. There is a certificate of title.
For me, that still would not change our position in this.
Well, it would take Mr. Foy off as a defendant.
I believe that under Chapter 162 of our Florida statutes, if the name in the property appraiser's office is the respondent's name, we have to notify them anyways.
Well, I'm not talking about notification, but I'm talking an actual, the owner and title of the property is now, well, in 2008 became Deutsche National Trust Company as trustee. Unless I'm looking at something wrong.
I don't know. We didn't come up with Deutsche Bank on this one, because Deutsche Bank's successors have been Chase.
Maybe I'm looking at something wrong.
Another company. Jerome and Elena Foy have several properties. in the city.
Okay, well, maybe I'm looking at the first case here. Well, you posted against Deutsche.
At one point, we may have. Like I said, this has been going on since December of last year. We've been trying to track down the responsible properties.
Right. No, I understand. Well, it looks like you sent, yes, in December you sent against Deutsche Bank again.
Yeah, I think that was an error.
I didn't even notice for hearing for Deutsche Bank. I just don't know where you're coming with dollar mortgage. I'm trying to figure that out on the basis.
Dollar mortgage, if you look at the SunBiz reports, is a subsidiary.
Deutsche Bank, or Dollar Mortgage, was the initial mortgage holder.
And they've been bought, or are a the cross-reference name under the Florida Department of Division of Corporations and the Secretary of State's office is DMC Capital Markets, AAKA Dollar and Mortgage Corporation.
Right, and then you have a final judgment into Deutsche Bank. Have a certificate of title out into Deutsche Bank in the case, that's the Liz Pendens case. I don't know why the property appraiser's office hasn't changed it, that I couldn't begin to fathom.
There's a lot of different companies mentioned in here, to include Wilshire Credit Corporation. Mortgage was to Dollar Mortgage Corporation.
Right, which apparently was assigned to Deutsche, who took title under the certificate of title that was issued in 2008,
July. I think Deutsche's successor would be Chase, or a majority of ours are to Chase. If you'd rather, we brought this back after some additional investigation.
Well, I have no problem finding Deutsche guilty as the property owner. I mean, as a property owner, and finding them.
Well, I mean, we did notice them at one point, but I don't know why we've, maybe just in an overabundance of caution, we also included.
I mean, the fact that you included extra folks doesn't bother me. I mean, I think the record title holder is Deutsche, and you've noticed Deutsche, so I have no problem.
It's been our experience we don't receive any
response from anybody.
Response from them either.
Right. But if the city would like me to find Deutsche guilty of the violation and assess the fines and costs against Deutsche, who appears to be the title holder, I mean, unless there has been a subsequent deed relative to the property back to the Foys.
I haven't found anything of that nature either.
then, I mean, I don't have no problem finding Deutsche guilty of the violation.
I think in this situation, if you'd allow us to amend our case preparation cover sheet from Dollar to Deutsche.
Certainly.
And we would include Deutsche, and if you prefer that we remove, in light of the certificate of title, prefer that we remove the Foys, we would do that. I think the only reason why we include them is because they're still included in the Marion County property appraiser's data, which we're required to utilize for preparation of our cases.
Sure, yeah, no problem. I can certainly do that. Actually, so you can see, I think I can turn this on. You can see, well, no, that doesn't work.
No, that won't work.
It won't work, but there is a certificate of title issued, and it's, so you have it for your records. It's OR Book 5069, page 1396. And I will find Deutsche guilty and adopt the city recommendation.
I think I might have given you the wrong paper there, Dwayne. Is that Tracy Eccles? Foy, do you have one for Eccles there? Okay. The next case on your agenda would be CON 10-1964. City of Ocala versus Tracy Eccles and Bank of America National Association. We're proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. Location is 1805 Northwest 17th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The parcel ID is 21939-003-01. Violation is section 3495, section 34141 through 145, section 82181 and section 82182. Officer Bob Spears is the investigating officer in this case. The parcel ID is 21939-003-01. We have over 110 pages in this case as well, with various banks, what have you. There's been many notices issued. The most recent one would be 125-2011 for the NOV, 217-2011 for the NOH. We posted the property in 216-2011 for the NOV and 223-2011 for the NOH. There's a structural inspection included in this case, which scored 50 points, dilapidated. For additional correspondence, we do have a judgment, a SunBiz report, the FDIC info, information, and a mortgage and a release of mortgage. The license requirements would be a permit to restore or demo. The summary of findings that Officer Robert Spears located this property and residence, found it was in violation of the city's code and is overgrown, unsecured, has junk and debris, and is in dilapidated condition. Officer Spears requested a structural inspection, which was conducted by Inspector David Thompson and scored 50 points, dilapidated. Additional investigation reveals the property has been foreclosed and final judgment issued in the case for more than $73,000. Officer Spears included the banks and successors to the best of his ability. Obviously, it's a little convoluted with all that's occurred in the mortgage situation at this point.
It appears that it is.
All attempts by Officer Spears in over 4 months of investigation to have the respondents abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. Further, this residence is significantly contributing to the slum and blight of the neighborhood. Do have a staff recommendation in the case. We've included some photographs. Officer Spears is prepared to testify, and I've also included a copy of the structural evaluation in this case, and a copy of the previous board order and affidavit of compliance. I have 11 pages of photographs there. Mm-hmm. I think if you look structurally, without the lintels over the windows and doors, there's some significant cracks starting to occur. And of course, the back half of the house is also starting to fall apart.
Well, Officer Spears, you've observed the property in this position?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Staff recommendation be find respondent guilty violating code sections, city code sections 3495, 82181, and 82182. I'm sorry. Get myself reoriented here. And violation of section 34141 through 145. The city would respectfully request in our recommendation for the respondents to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. Get back to this. I would like to go ahead and start this over again because I got confused with two statements I was reading here. Staff recommendation be find respondent guilty violating code section 3495. 34141 through 145, 82181, and 82182 as a repeat violator per chapter 16204 of Florida statutes. Order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing all debris. 2, respond to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And 3, register the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance. And 4, pay the administrative cost of $125 all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day in the city to complete the work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. Now, the property appraiser's busy listing Ms. Eccles as the property owner.
Yes, sir. But I believe, you know, I believe that after a final judgment was issued by the courts, you know, all bets are off for me on that.
All right, so Ms. Eccles was the property owner and had a mortgage.
Great.
Sorry?
No, my PDF just crashed.
Oh. I'm scrolling.
In my opinion, this may be another one of those situations where the bank has been awarded in final judgment and they either don't know about it because they're a successor from another bank, or they understand that they don't have $73,000 in a $5,000 piece of property, and therefore they're just letting it sit there. Either way, for the city, it's a problem.
Right. No, I understand that. We have the certificate of judgment here. Let's see. Well, Ms. Eccles would be the individual who would own the property still. There's an order vacating the judgment, dismissing the action, and dissolving Liz Pendens. That was entered in the underlying case.
Okay, well, we missed that one.
And motion to vacate, suggestion of bankruptcy. Now, you do understand that there was a suggestion of bankruptcy filed. And there might be a bankruptcy trustee out there. Don't know the answer to that.
They could have it.
I'm sorry? They could have it. I know, we could all have it. I'm gonna ask the city before I go and enter an order against a bankruptcy stay out there to go check in to see if there's an active bankruptcy case and a bankruptcy trustee who's taken possession of this property.
I can do that. I have been, some of our previous experience with the bankruptcy court is that the city, as an executive policing authority, does not have to forbade its case against them
sure.
in bankruptcy.
And if it was weeds or other things, I wouldn't have a problem, but you want to demolish the structure potentially as well.
I think the structure's going to take care of
itself
if we give it enough time.
I understand. And I'm perfectly willing to hear this again immediately, but if the city can determine
we
that
we normally get the notices of bankruptcy in our office and haven't received one in this case. So.
Well, and I don't, yeah, I don't know, but if you could check in and make sure this property isn't, if this property is not, if the property is not found to be part of a bankruptcy estate, then I believe Ms. Eccles owns it, and I'll enter an order against her. But if it is sitting in front of a bankruptcy trustee, I would think we would want to notice him of the proceeding.
So, you want us to table this incident at this time, this case at this time?
Well, I will. I don't want to have you bring it back here.
So, would you consider a motion that would approve the city's recommendation pending
a determination
of whether or not there is a bankruptcy and trustee involved in this particular residence?
Yes, that sounds good to me. That gets you where you want to go, and it keeps us from sort of running afoul of some federal judge somewhere who becomes unhappy with us.
Okay.
Because otherwise, Ms. Eccles probably is the owner of the property.
She wants it either. I think she tried to give it to the bank.
Probably.
That brings us to case COM 110100, City of Ocala versus Mark Morin. A case involving Officer Bob Spears at 1949 Northwest 5th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Parcel ID is 22642-000-00. We obtained legal service on 3-4-2011 for the NOV and the NOH, and we posted the property on 3-1-2011 for the NOV and 3-2-2011 for the NOH. Summary of findings: that Officer Spears responded to this location in response to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property in violation and that it is overgrown and contains some junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed there has been 9 previous cases at this location involving this respondent and others. However, this is the first time it has been brought to a hearing. All attempts to have the respondent resolve the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I've included photographs at the end of the presentation. Officer Spears is prepared to testify the authenticity of the photographs.
Okay.
You can see at the bottom of page 3, this location, if you would, this location's within 300 feet of an additional residential structure. I'm assuming that would be the complainant.
Charlie.
And staff has a recommendation.
Yeah, Officer Spears, you saw the property and the condition of the photographs?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. All right, and we'll hear.
Staff recommendation be refined as bonded. Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495. Order one, to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris. Two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $250 per day, which would be the maximum the city's requesting for a first offense, being that we've had 9 previous cases here, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. I will find the respondent guilty, take in the evidence and testimony I have received today, and adopt the city recommendation.
That'll bring us to case CON 110105, the City of Ocala versus Bank of America. Case involving Bob Spears, a location in the city at 502 Northwest 6th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. And this is a final violation that has not been cleared by them of Section 82443, display of building numbers required and specifications. The parcel ID is 28650120001. Legal services obtained 1/27/2011 for the NOV, 2/24/25 for the 2011 for the NOH. The property was posted on 1/26/2011 for the NOV and 2/22/2011 for the NOH. We've included in your case file documents a copy of the SunBiz report and the FDIC info. Officer Robert Spears located this property and found it in violation of city's code and that there was junk and debris about the property. The property was unregistered as required while in foreclosure. Plus, the building numbers were not properly displayed as required. Additional investigation revealed that Officer Spears was able to obtain compliance on the first 2 violations, however, not able to obtain compliance on the last violation for the display of the building numbers as required. I have included some photographs in the presentation for you. Basically, the numbers have been ripped off the mailbox and they're not on the building.
Okay.
Seems to me to be a simple fix for the bank when they went out and cleaned up and took care of the property, but at this point, Officer Spears can testify the authenticity of the photographs included.
Officer Spears, they have been brought themselves into compliance but are still not compliant as far as the display of building numbers?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 82443. Order them to install and display proper building numbers as required and specified by the code. Pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Are you seeking a repeat violator status against Bank of America?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Can't imagine we have not violated them for something.
Yes. We try.
Anyway, okay. I will find the respondent guilty of violation and adopt the city recommendation.
That'll bring us to case CON 102033, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, location at 2730 Southwest 17th Circle, violation of Section 3495, Section 34122, Section 82181, and Section 82182. The respondent's name is Dorothy Lant. And the parcel ID is 23474-003-00. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 1/7/2011 for the NOV and 2/22/2011 for the NOH. The structural inspection scored 30 points, dilapidated, and they would require a permit to restore or demo the structure. Oh, wow. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and found it in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Contains junk and debris, it's unsecured and burned out, and is a dangerous structure. It also had an abandoned derelict vehicle contained upon the property. Additional investigation reveals that Officer Thomas requested a structural inspection, which was completed by Inspector David Thompson with a score of 30 points, dilapidated, requiring the structure to be brought up to current building codes or demolished. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remediate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I would point out that Officer Thomas started this case in December of last year. Hmm. We've been working on it 90 days. I'd like for him to testify if he's had any contact with the respondent and what their information was.
I did have some contact with the respondent. They intended to do some pull permits. They did not have it self-insured, I guess, and they just lost contact with me.
But but you observed the property in this condition?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And it's maintained itself in this condition?
Yes.
I mean, the last photographs are at the end of February.
Yes.
So, okay. Reinspected that. All right.
I've got one photograph on page one at the top of the page from 3/25/2011, indicating the same condition at the property.
Same condition.
Actually, it's worse.
It does appear to be worse. I will.
Staff recommendation, or you want?
I will. I'll go ahead and find the respondent guilty and take into evidence the testimony and the photographs, and I'll hear staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation: find respondent guilty of City Code Section 3495, 34122, 82181, and 82182. Order to cut and clean up the property, probably removing all junk and debris, remove all abandoned derelict vehicles upon the property, respondent to obtain a building permit. Within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations, within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, and four, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation the city to do the work, utilizing all means required, with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I'll adopt the city's recommendation.
I don't have any papers to give you because I asked them to copy them for me and I didn't get them all.
Sorry.
Last case on the agenda would be COM 110083. A case involving the city of Ocala versus Young Ja Kim. Case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, a location within the city at 205 Northwest 7th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Violation of Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure requiring abatement. And Section 82182, a dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 2855-001-00. Legal service was obtained on 1/21/2011 for the NOV and 2/25/2011 for the NOH. Property was posted on 1/19/2011 for the NOV and 2/22/2011 for the NOH. The structural inspection scored 20 points, dilapidated. We have included a copy of the AS400, which is our old computer systems utility bill, showing that the last time utilities were in service here were, I believe, in 2001. Mm-hmm. The city would require a permit to restore or demo the building. The summary of findings are as follows: that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and structure and observed it is in violation of the city's code, is overgrown, unsecured, and dangerous. Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation which revealed the property is dilapidated, scoring only 20 points by Inspector David Thompson. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the response resolve the noticed violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. I have included some photographs at the end of the presentation. Officer Thomas can testify of the authenticity of the photos. Okay. I would point out that this structure is obviously considering to contributing to the slum and blight of this neighborhood.
Certainly. Officer Thomas, you observed the building and the conditions of this photographs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll take testimony and the presentation. Photographs into evidence and find the respondent guilty and city have.
Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. Order for them to, one, cut and clean up their property, probably removing any junk and debris. Once again, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. I will adopt the city recommendation.
That'll bring us to a petition that we received this month to request a reduction of penalty. It has been included in your case presentations.
Okay.
This is J.F. Hoff, LLC, which he's here today. Basically, Mr. Hoff is a corporation who purchased this building, didn't realize that there were liens placed upon it by the city. I have included his petition as well as a copy of the city's case cost sheet. The city would be willing to reduce the fine order by 50%.
Okay.
So that would leave him owing $1,325 in fine, $450 for the work that the city had to do to bring the building into compliance, and administrative cost of $125.
Okay, so you are asking...
He didn't specify what he was requesting.
So,
therefore, the city would be agreeable to what we had.
Okay, and so you want to reduce the fine, you said?
Yes, we'd reduce the fine order by 50%, which would make him responsible for approximately $1,800.
Okay, reduce the fine. I'm going to say reduce the fine to $1,800.
Well, that would be the fine and the subsequent order and the administrative costs. So if we reduce the fine by 50%, we'd be removing one of the 1325s on the case cost sheet.
Okay, I don't have the case cost sheet.
It's in the folder. If you if you close out of the petition.
Gotcha, it's in here.
It's in
okay.
The petition.
Ah, gotcha.
Request
okay.
For reduction.
All right, sorry.
So you'll see that there's an order imposing administrative fine and lien.
Okay. So
it was $25 per day times 53 days for $34.95, and $25 per day times 53 days for non-compliance of 181 and 182.
Okay.
So if we gave a 50% reduction in the fine, that would leave him owing $1,325.
Okay.
$450 for the cost to the city and $125 for administrative cost order, which would be a total, according to my calculations, of $1,800.
Okay, reduce the fine plus. Cost.
Of course, they only ciphered the sixth grade, so I might be wrong.
Provided. How long do you want to give him to pay this?
7 days. He's in town, so I don't believe he'd be. He didn't mention in his request any period of time, but I guess normally you give 10 days because you like to give him a little extra.
Okay, why don't we give him 14 days?
Okay.
Give him 14 days. Okay, so the order I'm going to enter is going to say reduce the fine to 1,200 $1,325, provided the petitioner pays the reduced fine of $1,325 plus $450 to complete the work in the $125 fee.
Yeah, I actually come up with
19. Within 14 days.
I actually come up with $1,900.
Okay, within 14 days. All right.
That brings us to the consent agenda for non-compliance Massey hearing.
Okay.
I can submit that all of the cases that are on this consent agenda have a non-compliance affidavit attached to them. And if you would like me to, I can read the case numbers into the record.
Certainly.
CUN 10-1907, CUN 10-1969, CUN 10-1973, CUN 10-1974, CUN 10-2003, CUN 10-2013, CUN 10-2053, CUN 10-2054, CUN 10-2071, CUN 10-2073, CUN 11-0018, CUN 11-0067, CUN 11-0079, CUN 11-0086, CUN 11-0103, CUN 11-0173, and CUN 11-0306.
Okay. Find all of those on the consent agenda guilty and enter. You're seeking to enter fine orders. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and entry of fine orders on them. I believe you have three of them. You've notated for $125 only.
Correct.
Okay, and that would be CUN 10-2003, CUN 10-2073, and CUN 11-0018.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's see, we respectfully request a motion by the magistrate to find all materials, presentation, testimony, evidence as presented in the proceedings today into the record.
Okay, I'll accept all the same into the record.
That's it for the city.
Okay, is there any public comment? None? Okay, we will adjourn. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. We'll bring those orders by today.
Okay.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning I'm off in court pretty much, but I am around this afternoon and will be around on Friday afternoon.
Okay. Thank you very much. Makes TPs for me today. Appreciate it.
Yes, please.